Okay, today the shir's in Yiddish.
No, we're up to daf.
I can cut.
Nun beis on beis at the bottom of the page.
Nag.
Okay.
How's it with nag?
Snag today, we're up to the bottom of the page. Gemara tells a story, three lines at the bottom. Rapapa I asik le libre. Rapapa was involved in getting married his son. Be Abba Saroy, in the house of Abba Saroy. Now, Abba Saroy was actually Rapapa's father-in-law. Rapapa's son was marrying his Rapapa's sister-in-law, which is pretty odd. So Rapapa's son was marrying his aunt in the family of Abba Saroy. Ozel Michlok Savasa, they went to the house of Abba Saroy to write a ksuva. Shama Yehuda Bar Mareima. Yehuda Bar Mareima was a great Talmud Chacham, heard what was going on. He thought he'll join them. Nafik, he went out. Osis Chazel, he saw them. Kimotel Lepischa, when they came to the door of the house of Abba Saroy, Yehuda Mareima wanted to walk away. Omele Nail Mar Badoy. The Papa said, why don't you come into the house with me? He saw that the guy was hesitating. Omele my Daitach. He said, the Papa said, why don't you want to come in the house with me? Is it Mishum the Omele Shmuel of Yudashina, you intelligent one, like the heavy? You shouldn't be part of Ba'avure Achsanta. You shouldn't be a part when somebody takes his Yudushin, takes away from the sons and gives it to the daughters, or takes away from a good child to a bad child. Even from a bad child to a good child. A father shouldn't sit there and make sure that most of his estate goes to his good children, and he leaves out his bad children. Why not? Because the Layada, very interesting Gemara, you don't know, my Zara Nafik Mineh. You know what kind of Eniklach you're going to have. Because maybe the good child will have a bad ankle, and the bad child will have a great ankle. Mm-hmm. So the chosh came to Bartel from a son to Dorian Allah to do. And over here, what we're doing and not, and when we go into Medic Silva, we write in the dowry, and Beisaro is going to write the dowry, and that dowry, instead of going to the children, is going to go to the daughter. It's, you know, going to his own, Abbasaro's son, is going to go to his daughter, and it'll end up in his daughter's family. Isn't that what Rabbanan Gufa wanted? We said, but we learned yesterday that the mitzvah on the father to actually give money to his daughter so that people want to marry her. So who remembers that? That's not my problem. My problem is, if he willingly wants to give, he's fine. But I'm going to go there. We're going to force him. And forcing is no good. Did I tell you walk in and force him? I'm sure Abba Saroy is more than happy to give a Nadan dowry for his daughter. Oil, go come inside. Don't force. Come in. That's what I meant. The fact that I walk inside, if I'm sitting in that room, Huda Merimah says, my presence will be, he'll be so intimidating that he'll give a lot more than he really wants to. I'm forcing him, and he shouldn't force. A kafir, a papa convinced him with words, cajoled him, but oily entered. Ishtik, he sat the whole time quietly. This year, Huda Merimah, Yosef, and he sat there. Savas Abba Saroy was writing, he wrote down the dowry, and he saw that Yehuda Merimah was sitting there quietly, not saying a word. He thought, maybe he's upset with me. I didn't write enough money. He thought that the guy was angry. So what he did was, so Abba Saroy said, you know what? To please Yehuda Merimah, such a chashev guy, I'm going to give every cent that I have to my daughter. The safe at the end, Omalei, Hashtan, I'm going to change my mind. You're still angry with me? What else am I going to do? Chayi demala, shoving me to the Nafshoi. I left nothing for myself. I give everything to my daughter. If you would ask my opinion, I feel high nami the even the first time what you wrote is too much. You're kind of like you're giving away your thing to your daughter. So Abba Saroy said, "No, hashinami hadabi." So let me cancel this second shtar that I wrote, and go back to the first one. I never said you should change your mind. Once you gave me your mind, that's how you should stick to it. So by being quiet, he made more tzaddas than if he would have said something. You can't change your mind because we're talking about here that they didn't yet get engaged, or they already got engaged before, so therefore making a difference. Definitely give them about 18 lines on the top.
Is that bottom line today? Is
yes.
Law that you have to leave your children even if they're bad because you never know what you're raising?
Not a law. If you make a cheshbon, your cheshbon can be total. If your cheshbon is, this kid is a Talmud Chacham. This kid is not so well, so why should I give him money? Give the other one. It's a wrong cheshbon because you don't know the product of the grandchildren. And your genes are inside them, so it's passing on. If you're a good person, then your grandchildren will. We'll have more in the Durham that the children of poor people, why are the children Tamil Chamir Rishayim and the children of poor people Tzadikim? So there's no guarantees in life. That's the bottom line. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Grandchildren, Pesel Michal. Boy, Mene, Rav Yemer, Sove, Rav Nachman, Rav Yemer, Sove, Rav Yemer, Omen, ask a question, Rav Nachman, Mochra, Ksuvasa, Lebaila, what happened? The woman turned around, sold the Ksuvah to the husband. And basically, it's like a risk. If the husband, if she dies first, if she predeceases the husband, then there's no Ksuvah given. If the husband predeceases her, then she receives a ksuba. But she says to her, I'm selling it to you for a certain amount of money, and if I die first, nothing happened, but if you die first, I'm not going to get the ksuba. It'll go back to the state, and the children will get it. So this, and why she did it, so now I think she treats the whole ksuba lightly, obviously. Question is, does the diary get cancelled as well? The dowry. Yes, look, ksuba bin dakin, look, ksuba dakin. The whole bin dakin, and if she gave away the ksuba, she doesn't care about it, maybe it also cancels the bin dakin. Why are you asking only if he sold the husband? What's much more common? A wife selling the ksuba to the husband, or a wife saying, I love you so much, I'm meichel you the ksuba? Obviously, meichel. Ask the same question. When she's meichel the ksuba, she also meichel the dowry from going to her children, passing on to her children or not? He said, no, I look at it very differently. I learned, hash to meicheres kababayli. Even when she sold it, when she sold it, doesn't mean that she's treating it lightly. Sold it, maybe she's desperate for money. Her husband is a cheapskate, not giving him more than $5 a week, and she needs more. So she said, you know what, I'm selling my ksuba, give me something more. And I want to buy this dress. So she had no breda. Yet my question is, does she cancel the ksuba? When she cancels the ksuba, she cancels the dowry. If she's meichel, she's not desperate at all. She doesn't care about the whole thing. If she doesn't care, why should you get the dowry? Even though you can argue Zuzi on sort of money foster. I mean, the commander comes mochel and may uchle buchle, as if you hit her with 100 sticks with 100 times. Mochel is meboya. Can ask a question where she takes the whole thing lightly? You ask a question to me, pshitli, I'm convinced. Mochel is ksuvas lachedim. I'm convinced she sold the ksuvah to other people. She had no breda. It doesn't mean she treats it lightly. The dowry still ends up with her children. Yes, look, ksuvah is benindaki. The ksuvah is sold. The essentials of the ksuvah is sold. But the dowry in the ksuvah, that goes to her children. My time is Zuzi on Suah. She had no breda. The money forced her. I my chelas ksuvah. She's my chelas ksuvah to husband. Ain't look ksuvah benindaki because she treats the whole thing lightly. My time, my chelas. Boy, Rav, my question is, my chet is ksuba lebayis. The question your Bima had, I have now as well.
It's also a strange concept, selling the ksuba.
She needs money for a dress and refuses.
No. But selling it. Even do it.
Oh, because it's a contract. Then you have the contract.
When you leave your wife, when you sell.
How much money do you make? If it's a $200 ksuba, first of all, it might be years before the ksuba.
I'm giving to my wife.
I know, but you owe me, but the ksuba, you're giving me $200, let's say. Yeah. And she wants to say, how much money do you think she'll make for it? At most $30-$40, because first of all, how many years? I say, well, even who knows who's going to die first, the wife or the husband? If the wife dies first, there's no ksuva, zero. So they don't collect. It's only if the husband dies first. So there's a very, very big risk over here. You maybe pay $30 for the whole thing, but she needs desperately $30. That's what he's saying. There, I understand. Desperate, so why should she take away from her children? It's not because she's doing it out of spite or because she doesn't care. What about she's meichel? I'm sorry, she sold the ksuba to her husband. Is it kimeicheres lachedim dami? It's like you're selling to other people, and therefore she had no breda. She needed the money, and the dowry remains of the children. Or kimeicheres ba dami. But since her own husband, maybe it's like she's meichel. Husband doesn't really care about it, and the children lose out. Boss of the boy, you heard the pasha. Then he resolved it. Meicheres ksuba lebayle kimeicheres lachedim. She's desperate for money. I mean, try to picture the situation. She's desperate for money, and the husband refuses to give another cent. The husband sees that she's selling the ksuba. He doesn't buckle, not budging. Anyway. Most of it, but in Mesa, it says, let's say she was married and then eight came along and said, your husband died, she married a second guy, and then the husband came back. She has to leave both the husband, and she forfeits the ksuba on both sides. Mesa, ain't Yoshin Shazev, ain't Yoshin Shazev, Yoshin, neither of them inherit the ksuba. But we know about women inherit ksuba, there is no ksuba. Ksuba, where's the ksuba coming in? When our papa, we're talking about ksuba, the ksuba, the dowry which her father sent in, does not end up with the children. But why not? The reason why she married a second guy is not because she's just nilly willy. She did it because she's lonely and she wanted to live with another man. So why? So if someone's desperate, why penalize the children, take away the dowry? They were concerned. Why? Because she didn't do her due diligence. She should have done her due diligence. She would have known that her husband maybe is not necessarily dead. Yosef Ravim Barchanin the Kamer Chizay said to him before the Chizay. Yosef came Mashmei Rav Lozer and Emor Lozer. My chelas ksuvasa lebailo. If she is meichel ksuva to husband, ain la mezaynis, then if the husband dies, she does not get any more food from the property. Because she was meichel ksuva, and part of the ksuva is that he'll take care of her. So he was meichel, she was working the whole thing. Amalei, he said, Elam the Karmeli Mashrein the Gavarab, if you wouldn't have told me this name of a great man, I would have argued. I mean, I would have said just the opposite. You pay someone back who does good. She is so nice, and she says, husband, you know, I'm going to be meichel, you don't have to pay me the ksuba. So now you're going to punish her and say, okay, you're not going to get fed after her husband dies. What kind of chet is that? Like Tomu Shram Mebeise, the evil won't stop from the house. She's a good woman. Yosef Nachman Ula Vavim Bada Papi, Yosef Nachman Ula Vavim Bada Papi, Yosef Chibar Ambi Gabay, all sat together, Yosef Gabay came along in prison, the Shchiva, Arusasa, his wife, his fiance died, Amri Le, they told him, well, you have a responsibility to bury, and in place of that, you get the dowry, Zil Kavar, you can go and bury her, oh, you have looks of us, otherwise, give her back a dowry. She doesn't. You don't get the dowry at all. But right now, the Gemara thinks we're not talking about the dowry. The Gemara thinks that she he has to pay her actually out the ksuva. And the Gemara already asked. There's no ksuva before you get married. She dies. She doesn't yashin her meisu goyve ksuvasa. Time of the meisu only if he died. Her meisu. But if she died, ain't lo ksuva. She doesn't have a ksuva that the husband has to give. Or that. My timer, why? I'm going to show you. Ain't any koyde, because I cannot read. There's a clause in the ksuva where the ksuva says, "Lekeshetenise la'acha titli masha koselchi." When you marry somebody else, take what's written over here, because she's not shy to marry somebody else. She's dead. So what do you mean over here? We say that you have to bury her in place of the ksuva that you're going to yashin from her. Says the Gemara, "Kesarav and Amarish Lakish Arusa Shemesa ain't the ksuva. An Arusa dies, taka has no ksuva whatsoever." And this that we say that you have to bury your wife in place of the ksuva, the dowry that she brings in, that's talking about only when she, what do you call it? Only if you were married, not only if you were just engaged. So, Omlabaya Zilu Omrule, go and tell him, Shkila Tevasach, take your good, you think you're doing a favor, and shadyach is it, throw it on the thorns. Rabbi Yishe already explained already in bubble that there's no ksuba whatsoever. But there's no such thing as he has to bury in a place of ksuba, because there is no ksuba at all. Then you want to write it's more than slung it up. There is no ksuba. They're saying there's no ksuba when you get engaged. Yeah. So think about it. Benan Nukvin, he also said, any girls, do you have a luchamanoi? Any girls you have, they should get fed and taken care of until they get married. What do you mean until they get married? Rav Tani added to lochan leguvin until they actually are taken away by a man. Velevi Tani at the bag until they become an adult. You have to feed them. Le Rab, when I ask a question, Rab, Afagav, the bug became an adult, you still have to feed her. Ule Levi, Afagav, the insiv, at the age of 10, she got married, you still have to feed her. Ella Bagal, Veloy, insiv, she became an adult, she didn't get married, or insiv, she got married, Veloy, Bagal, didn't become an adult, Kuliyama, like, please, no argument, what, that you have to take care of her. Keep pleading, you know the argument is. Barusa, Veloy, Bagal, the whole argument is, if she got engaged, but she's not an adult yet. She only got engaged. Vechein, Tony Levi, Bemastitim. Rav says until she is taken, means as soon as she got engaged, at the age of 10, even though she's not married at the age of 10, she already no longer gets fed from the father's estate. And even though she's not an adult, she's not married, neither. The lady says, no, either you get fully married or she's an adult. Says, you want to until she becomes an adult, the yamti zimne and the incident, and she's ready to get married. Tarti, both an adult and married. Either she becomes an adult or she's ready to get married. According to this is the opinion of Levi, has to be ready to get married. And Mosai Habas Nizainis is Machlit Tanayim. Says in one place, till when's the daughter get fed, at she the other gets engaged. So this opinion holds, and when she gets engaged, she stops getting fed. Like Rav. Rabbi Lezer Amru, at she tebogir. Rabbi Lezer says, until she becomes a beget, an adult. Who's that? Tanayim Rabbi Yisuf, at Yehavin. And Rabbi Yisuf says, no, until she gets married. What do you mean? Yehavin can be either engaged or married. Iboilu havoid until she gets engaged or havoid and getting married. Teiku. So, but either when she becomes an adult or when she gets married, which is follows the opinion of Levi. Says the Gemara. Did you hear from Rav Yehuda an arusa, a girl who got engaged? Yeshla. What did you hear? Machlek is Rav and Levi. What did you hear from Rav Yehuda? A girl who got engaged. Yeshla mezainis. Does she continue getting food? I ain't la mazainus. Or we say no. Once she's engaged, she no longer gets food from the father's estate. I never heard. However, misvara, it makes sense to me. Less law. She no longer gets food from the state. Why not? Kevin this. Now she's engaged. The husband will take care of her. Lenichale the titzel. The husband, the fiance. You think that the groom would want his wife, his fiance, to go out there and schnorr? He's embarrassed. So he'll take care of her. So why should the father's estate take care of her? If you didn't hear about it, just using a svara, misvara, Isla, I would argue that was a poor forget. I would say that misvara, she should be able to take money from the state. What about her future husband? Kivan the lekim lebegah, he doesn't know her yet well, doesn't love her yet, doesn't really know her well. Leshadi zuzi bechdai, if he's going to start spending money on her already without even knowing if she's worthy of being his wife, he's not going to spend any money on her yet. So therefore, she's going to starve. Better let her go to her father's estate and collect. He could not be the same thing, but we reverse the names. Amale, he said to Mishmar Lo Shmidin here, Misvara Isla, Misvara, my svara, I would say, faket, that she does have. Kivan the Likin Limigavai says, the husband doesn't really know where Lo Shadal is, I won't give her any money. Amale, so he said back to him, E Mishmar Lo Shmilach, if you didn't hear, I would argue, Pumfaket. So Abchizu says, I would say, Pumfaket. Misvara Lesla, she doesn't have. Kivan the Isla, and Nichle Tizel, this one become cheap. Here's a question. Mam eres yeshla mezainis ain't mezainis. Why is the question? Am mamenes? Does mamenes have mezainis or has no mezainis? In other words, she was by age of 12, she can walk out. Her brother and sister married her. If she walks out, does she go back? You know, once you get married, you no longer take food from the state. But now she's only 11 years old. She goes back home. Do we say like nothing ever happened? She continues eating from the state or not? Omlu Rav Shavir says, Tinusu, we learned almona bevesavia. Now a widow in the house of her father. We're talking about a widow that only got engaged. Because if she got married, she no longer has a connection to her father. Ugrusha bebesavi, or divorcee back in her father's house. Again, from the engagement. She's waiting for a brother-in-law bebesavi in her father's house. Yeshla mezaina, she can continue eating from the father's estate as long as she's not an adult yet. Rabbi Huda Eimer, oida bebesavi, while she's still in the father's house, yeshla mezaina. Aina bebesavi, she's no longer in the father's house. Aina mezaina, there's no longer any food. L'cheder, what's Rabbi Huda saying different than the Kama? Rabbi Huda, how is the Kama? Elab, isn't it? Ma'menes, ikim b'nayu, the chilek is a ma'menes. The Tanakama, so Tanakama holds Isla. The Tanakama holds that a ma'menes has. Why? Because you never got married, you go back to the original state, you're a girl, she goes back home. However, Rabbi Huda, Savaleh, Rabbi Huda holds, once she left her father's house, and she once she left her father's house, and then even though she's Mamayan, it's totally different. She does not go back to the father's estate to be able to eat again. Doesn't give a hezbollah why. It's as if to say something did happen. You can't say nothing happened at all. Once you leave, and this Mazainis is only because Mazainis is only Takanas Acham. So the Takanas Acham was as long as you never left the father's house. Once you left the father's house, even though you come back like nothing ever happened, by the case of engagement, nothing really did happen. But here you were fully married. No, boss. Now you do a memion, and it's retrospective. But the Takan Zacham doesn't go back. Because the whole thing is the Takan Zacham anyway. Boy, the Shalok Yishloi is a question. What about Hak Bas Yivam? Somebody marries a sister-in-law and has a daughter with her. And after he dies, does she get mezainis from the state with all their brothers or not? Yes, la mezainis or ain't la mezainis. What's the Shaila? Kivan the Mark Ksuvos, and he said, by the addition, since we say that her Ksuvah, this woman's Ksuvah, is to do with the first husband, not the second husband, so maybe her child also is not entitled. Remember, it's part of the Ksuvah that the children get fed. So in the Ksuvah that says about her, she doesn't get fed, is to do with the first husband, not the second husband. So maybe there's no Tanai in the Ksuvah to feed the child afterwards. Maybe she doesn't get anything. Lest like Dilmo, do we say, Kivan the E Lest Lamarishan, Tekin Rabbanan, Rishain Isla? Or do we say that the rule is if the first husband doesn't have any money, she's entitled to take the second husband? It's as if the ksuvah is related to the second husband as well. No, but the shaila is the second husband, when he feeds, is he the first husband? Or the second husband is the second husband who's taking over the first husband? If it's the first husband, it's a hemshech, so therefore the child can eat. But if it's like a new husband, if the first husband doesn't have, the second husband is not, he's taking over the first husband. Then he has his responsibility to take care. There's no ksuvah for the kid. Yeah, but the ksuva that he's giving to the wife, if he dies, and he has to give a ksuva to the wife, it's the money from the first estate. So therefore, if it's the money on the first estate, even though he took over on behalf of his brother, So if we look at it the first estate, fine. But why this kid came from him? This second kid came from him with the wife, not from the first husband. It's his kid. Where does it say anywhere in the ksuva that the second husband's kid, if the first husband's kid, but this is not the first husband's kid? So who has the chiv to feed this kid? That takana within the ksuva, it's the first husband's ksuva. This kid has nothing to do with the first husband. The second husband never gave a ksuva because he took over the first husband's ksuva. So therefore, it's the first husband's ksuva. There's no chiv obligation for the kid. Or do we say, since if there's no money in the first husband's estate, it's going to take over. It's as if it's the second husband's ksuva, and therefore he needs to go. Okay, we'll stop here. Teiku. Okay, now next week.